Time to put this in your thought process. Time to bring in our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Morning, Pat.
You sure that wasn't wishful thinking?
No, it was an actual dream. But I woke right up, and normally when I wake up at night, it's for one of two reasons. I'm hungry or I have to go to the bathroom.
Right. So I mean, I can't believe that you didn't have a dream that the Mets would be winning the championship.
Well, both the Mets and the Yankees won yesterday.
That's great. Team.
And they're both lousy teams and not playing well this year. But anyways,
they're not
lousy teams. They're fine teams, but they're just not playing well. So that's all I'll say. Now it says my internet is now my stream is not connected to the internet because it says attempting to reconnect to the internet. That's my good Comcast. That's Comcast
great.
For you. So the morning's going like it the morning would go. Anyways, so now we have lots going on this weekend, believe it or not. Tomorrow in Litchfield County, there's the 24-hour recognition of 9/11, which goes on every year. It starts at 1 minute after midnight and goes to 1 minute after midnight the next day. Various things happening at the church in North Canaan. It's a quiet, restful time to contemplate. Also in Dutchess County, Columbia County, New York, and in Berkshire County, Massachusetts, other events. Check with your county for what's going on in your county for tomorrow for September 11th. And then Saturday, there is a comedy show, Outdoor Theater, at the Sharon Playhouse. Saturday night, big fundraiser for the Equus Effect at the Amenia Drive-In. And then on Sunday, doubleheader, old-time silent movies with live piano and singing accompaniment by Donald Sosin and Joanna Seton. That's at the Sharon Playhouse. So everything looks okay except for the stuff on Sunday, huh?
It looks that way, yeah. And unfortunately, it did not change. So sorry, folks, but, you know, you have to look at it this way. You had a three-day weekend last weekend, Labor Day weekend. That was absolutely outstanding.
We had a four-day week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, something's got to give here, and that's the unfortunate thing. So our weather today will feature showers and a chance of a thunderstorm, 75 to 80, same for tonight, mid-60s. We'll have clouds and sun and less humid weather Friday, mid-70s, sunny Saturday, mid-70s, and then cloudy with the rain arriving by Sunday afternoon, 70 to 75, and then clearing again on Monday. Some of the rain today, this afternoon into this evening, could be heavy, so I would bring along an umbrella.
Or a poncho.
Whatever. Yeah.
You know, I used to run a little shop at the Interlaken Inn, and it was called Marshall's Place. Right. And the two things I made the most money on, were toothbrushes and ponchos.
Because people forget,
don't have those. And toothbrushes, I used to charge, I think it was $7 for a toothbrush.
And Holy Christmas.
Well, wait, listen to this. And then I used to charge for my poncho, I would charge $10. Now, the ponchos cost me $1, okay? And the toothbrush cost me about $2.50, $3, okay? But the only complaint I ever got, people, when they need a poncho in the rain, they don't have it. And when people need it's like when you go to the airport. If you got to get something, you got to get it. Supply and demand. So one guy, actually, I always like telling this story. One guy came in and wanted to buy a toothbrush. And I rang it up and I said, that'll be $7. He goes, $7? My dentist gives it to me for free whenever I visit him.
Yeah, I'm not your dentist.
And then I said, okay. And I reached up and I took the light above me and I turned it down. I said, put your head in my lap, open your mouth, I'll look in your mouth, and then I'll charge you $200 and you can have the toothbrush for free.
Good for you.
He bought the toothbrush and he left. Anyways, that's my story about. I don't know why I even told the story. I have no idea why I brought that story up, but I did.
I can't remember either. But anyhow, we will have, we're watching the tropics, as you know. Paulette could become a hurricane and hit Bermuda on Monday, but not us. Renee is going to stay out there in the Atlantic. There's a new one coming off the African coast, destined to become Sally. That has to be watched. And there's several more through the African continent. I could see it on the satellite picture. As these the chunks of moisture hit the Atlantic, they become waves, and they develop into tropical storms. And this is the season. So, you know, we are way ahead of 2005 when we went into the Greek alphabet because we used up the American alphabet. And I think this year is going to rival that. So I think we're going to wind up going into the Greek alphabet before this hurricane season's over on November 30th. How do you like those apples?
So we could have a storm named Gyro.
I don't know if they'll go that far. I do know that, you know, I remember back in 2005, I think they were doing like Alpha and Beta, you know, and things like that. So I don't know what they'll do with the Greek alphabet.
What's that real sweet Greek dessert that's layered? That layered and it's got a lot of sugar and stuff in it. What is that? Oh gosh, it's so good.
I do not
and it's
know.
Sticky and it's sticky. I can't believe somebody who loves food as much as I do, and I can't remember what it's called. Oh well.
All right, and of course tomorrow is
September 11th. Yeah,
September 11th. You know, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Why not? You know, why bother talking about it today? So we'll talk about that tomorrow, and that's it. You know, Saturday I head up to the lake. We're shooting. Director tells me that all of the footage from Sunday was good to go.
Good.
So no repeats. So I'll strip the set, and I think we have two or three little acts that we're doing on Saturday. So we'll get that done. And like I said, with the rain coming in on Sunday, I'm going to probably want to pack up and come home. So. It should be a short weekend.
And you'll start working on the video.
No, well, we don't really start editing until after the holidays. Although, you know, this may be a little bit easier to edit. So, we shall see. But other than that, I'd still have some work to do at the cabin. The new deck, the small little deck that was put in on the other side with the steps, that's got to be stained before the winter. The contractors told me to make sure, they said, the last day you're here, make sure you throw the stain on it to preserve it. And I'm doing clear anyhow, so I don't care. So I'm going to I have to do that and just make sure that the cabin continues mouse-proof the way it is right now.
Now, when do you pack up for the season?
Columbus Day.
Oh, Columbus Day, all right.
If I don't get the work done up there, I may have to go back the week after. But you know as well as I do, it starts getting cold.
Yeah, yep.
Although last couple of Octobers, remember, Marshall, it's been nice.
Yeah, but sooner or later. Sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I probably wouldn't stay. Yeah. But I may have to make the trip for the day to, you know, to finish with the stain and all of that stuff. So we'll see. It depends on how this this project goes with the movies and if we get it all done. In time.
All right. Well, we'll look at the tropics and wait for your update tomorrow.
Yes, no doubt about that. And bring along the umbrella.
Let a smile be your umbrella, Pat. Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.